Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite concerns within his own party about his ability to win re-election, President Biden says he's staying in the race and he's campaigning in Wisconsin today. The president also sitting down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos for his first TV interview since the debate that airs tonight. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre clarifying the president's remarks to governors yesterday that he needs more sleep and wants to curb events after 8.
Look, the president works around the clock. It's a 24/7 job, 365 days out of the year, obviously. He also recognizes the importance of striking a balance and taking care of himself, just like we all have to. We are all humans. The president is human as well.
The White House says the president earlier called to congratulate Britain's new prime minister, Keir Starmer, after his Labour Party swept the elections yesterday. Hurricane Beryl downgraded to a tropical storm after moving across the Yucatan Peninsula, but posing a threat now to South Texas later this week. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden campaigns in Wisconsin today. White House correspondent Selena Wang is traveling with the president.
And I had a really interesting conversation with Congressman Mark Pocan. He's very, very critical of the campaign. He says they've already been making mistakes by not putting the president out there immediately after that disastrous debate, immediately doing unscripted moments and interviews. He says putting the president in front of a teleprompter in these official events is not the way to allay those doubts and concerns.
Selena Wang reporting. Ballot drop boxes are back in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court issued a ruling this morning that means election clerks can use them during the August 13th primaries and the November 5th presidential election. The ruling overturned a decision from 2 years ago that said most drop boxes were illegal. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A line of showers and storms passing through Wisconsin last night put a damper on 4th of July festivities. Several fireworks shows were postponed due to the rain. That includes the Riverfest Fireworks Extravaganza, which will now take place tonight. The rain postponed shows from Chippewa Falls to Platteville across western Wisconsin, although a few shows did manage to start once rain had moved through south of La Crosse County. In addition to fireworks tonight, Riverfest has other activities going on through the weekend. A proposed ordinance to limit camping on city property in La Crosse will be taken up next week by the City Council. After a committee voted against recommending it, the full City Council will take up the measure on Thursday that would place a 12-hour limit on camping on city-owned property. Camping is already banned in several public spaces. Advocates include Mayor Mitch Reynolds, who says the ordinance will save the city money on clearing out encampments. Opponents say it doesn't adequately help the city's homeless population. For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The crew is in Southern California. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a 3-game series tonight at Dodgers Stadium against a Dodgers team with a 6.5-game lead in the NL West. On the mound tonight for the Brewers, Aaron Civale, making his first start after being traded to Milwaukee by the Tampa Bay Rays earlier in the week. Another player to watch out for, Garrett Mitchell, who after spending a lot of time with the Brewers minor league team in Nashville, recovering from injuries, got in a couple of times this week in Colorado. Mitchell asked if he's ready now to be an everyday starter.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I got enough games, enough at-bats. I felt like I got to kind of touch upon everything that I wanted to while down there and just continue to build the confidence to get back here.
Another setback for Wisconsin Badgers volleyball player Sarah Franklin, test showing she suffered a small fracture and sprained ankle last weekend playing against the Dominican Republic. Franklin dealing with a blood clot a year ago at this time.
Quadrilateral space syndrome. It's basically an artery that goes around your arm and there's muscles that contract every time I hit.
She says she hopes to be ready when they get started in late August. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. We will start to clear a little bit by mid to late afternoon today, our high 73. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. And a high tomorrow near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, I don't know about you all, but I've been struggling all day with how to talk about the debate. But before we get to that, some good news. Brewers are playing the Cubs tonight. That should be a fun game. Should be a fun game. A little drizzly outside, but it's Friday. Brewers on a winning streak. They're up, I think, like 10.5 games on the Cubs. That's just all good stuff. So, if nothing else, we have our national pastime, Calvin. Thank goodness, and thank you, by the way, for stepping in. Brian's got a little off day today.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy to be here. And the nice thing about the Brewers is they play in a retractable roof, so the drain won't impact them.
Yep. So if you got your tickets, you can still be heading down to AmFam Field. Of course, we got Summerfest this weekend. Lots of fun stuff to do because Milwaukee is a great city on a great lake. let's just start with the debate. How bad was it? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I have lots of thoughts. We're also going to be joined by Charles Franklin at 3 p.m. Charles Franklin, of course, is Marquette's Cracker Jack pollster. They just dropped a poll this week. Basically, Biden and Trump in a dead heat. Now, of course, that was all before the debate last night. I'll be very curious to hear what Charles thinks of the debate. What do you think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. My first reaction to it was, I'm furious. Just furious. I'm furious at President Biden, but I'm more furious at all of his advisors and handlers. He was clearly overprepped. The man was exhausted. Apparently, he was sick. If you had any inkling that that was going to go like that, you don't let it happen. By the way, June is an extraordinarily early time for a debate. And there's going to be another one. I believe it's in September. Will you double check that for me, Calvin? I think the second debate is scheduled for September. So it was early for the debate. Like, this was just not necessary. Very, very frustrated. In fact, I would call myself furious. What do you think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Keith from Middleton, what do you think?
I am, let's put it this way, I'm embarrassed as an American citizen for the entire thing. The entire event last night was embarrassing. I don't think there was a single thing I heard Trump say that was true.
Yep.
I don't think that I think the moderators were completely useless. They didn't add anything to the operation. They asked a question and then they shut up. There was no attempt to fact check. There was no attempt to correct. There was no attempt to follow up. They sat there like stone-faced questioners is all they were. Unfortunately, I just found out earlier today that I guess Joe has a cold, so that's yep. probably part of the reason why he was so off last night. But you are absolutely correct. That should never have happened. He should never have been on that stage last night. He was completely out of his element. And I think there were many times when I was watching where he couldn't even think what to say because it was such a blatant lie out of that mug, orange man, that it's like, how do I even respond to something that's that moronic?
Yeah,
that's where I saw Joe a couple times. Like, what the hell do I say?
Yeah, it was one of the, first of all, I thought the first question was aggressive. I guess I'll just say that. Biden's answer sucked. There's no other word for it. Pardon my language. It stunk. That's a little kinder. Thanks for the call, Keith. Appreciate it. But then there was this moment in those first, I don't know, 5-10 minutes where Trump's sort of doing this stream of consciousness diarrhea of the mouth thing and the balls bouncing from one topic to the other. You can't really, just lying. And Joe Biden looked at him like, what are you even talking about? It was a great visual. And then he just lost it on the response. I mean, it wasn't all bad, but. David from Mequon, what do you think?
Good afternoon. I have to say, that was probably the worst debate I've seen of any presidential appearance on any time since I've been alive. It was shocking. He was extremely feeble. I will say this. I think what people fail to recognize, your previous caller kind of missed the boat and how this was set up. The Biden campaign specifically had CNN, you know, they said no audience members, we'll cut mics off.
Yep.
We're not going to have fact checkers. So when, you know, the previous caller is blaming CNN. No, that was not CNN. That was the Biden campaign. That was the rules that they set up for this particular debate.
So what I do know that part of the rules for the debate was that CNN was not going to fact check live in the debate. That rule was agreed to by both Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I'm going to disagree with you, David. My understanding is that the Biden campaign asked CNN to fact check live and they declined to do so. Debate rules are generally negotiated matters. So I just want to make that distinction. Certainly we can try to check that. David, go ahead.
I was going to say, I understand that a little differently. That being said, at this point, if you're going to have a candidate, and I'm just saying this, I mean, his health is definitely failing. There's no question. I've been watching, you know, other media outlets that are outside of the United States. The Secret Service has been sheltering him as far as like the way he walks when they get him onto the helicopter because he's got a very stiff gait.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, you know, where Well, that was edited. You know, he's had these moments like where Mitch McConnell, same thing with Mitch McConnell. Now,
absolutely,
you know, stepping down from his position because he was freezing.
Yep.
He was literally just like he wasn't there. And that's happened to Biden now multiple times, but it was disregarded as, oh, no, that was edited and everything else. That was all in real live time.
Yeah. So thank you, David, for the call. I appreciate you calling and listening. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What did you think of the debate? My immediate reaction from the first 15 minutes was, boy, these two guys are showing up exactly as their stereotypes. Like, the most cartoonish, reduced base version, the cliche of both of these men was exactly how they showed up, right? Like, Trump, I'll just call him Trump, a just fire hose of lies for 90 minutes. And just also, I think he called, like, everybody thinks we're stupid, he said at one point. That's a new one for campaigns. Like, oh, yes. Tell everyone that their country stinks and that everybody thinks we're stupid. I'm sure that'll get votes. Somehow that plays. I mean, how about, let's take a listen to, oh, yeah. Let's listen to cut number four, Calvin, if you don't mind.
What they've done to some people that are so innocent, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. What you have done, how you've destroyed the lives of so many people.
He's talking about January 6th rioters. What? Name me someone currently that's in the MAGA cult that has ever cared about criminal defendants this much ever. Ever. Zero. Not Donald Trump. Just ask the Central Park Five. They were just their absolute boiled down caricaturish cliched selves. Fire hose of lies, old feeble guy. Disappointing. Andrew from Detroit, what do you think?
Hey, I was just earlier watching Biden in North Carolina.
Yes.
His rally today. He was on fire today.
Yes. Where was that, like, Joe?
What the what? You know, but there in North Carolina, what's he got? A couple of hundred, 2,000 people? Last night, he just destroyed it. I'm all for Newsom now. I hope they make some decisions over the weekend. We've got to have somebody that can win. Democracy is at stake, and it's too late for Biden. He ruined it last night.
Mm. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Do we have any of the North Carolina sound yet? I know Calvin's been working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I have a little bit that we can play next.
Cool. We're going to take a couple of quick messages. Everybody, if you're on the line, stay there. Everybody's going to get a crack at it today. What did you think of the debate? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And, of course, I will give you my final word on it as well. That's what they pay me to do. I'm Maggie Dawn. He is Calvin B. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm telling these tears go fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flame.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th,
1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. Happy Friday, y'all. I'm not so happy today. More furious, disappointed. And I'm angry at conservatives. I'm angry at liberals. I'm angry at the political parties. These two guys, huh? Wow. Nobody out there that's better? Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, freaking Oprah Winfrey for crying out loud. Gretchen Whitmer, Wes Moore. I mean, I said this yesterday. If you have missed my show this week, I was live at the Barrymore Theater in Madison with the Devil's Advocates doing some pre-debate commentary. Thanks to the Devils, all the sponsors, and everybody that came out. We had quite a crowd. I'm so furious with the way that the Democratic Party runs. They don't bring young candidates along. They don't, hey, who's really compelling? Do we have really smart young people that are politically engaged? Hey, let's see if we can have them run, you know, for a school board. You bring people along. Sometimes you tell the person who's missed their moment, it's not your time anymore. But I say all that, and here we are. We got to deal with reality. These are the two candidates. You got a liar and an old guy. Now, I'll save my final word on this because I want to give everybody else a chance. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Want to read some texts? We're going to go to the phones. Linda from Middleton, just as I never gave up on the Brewers when they lost a few games, I'm not giving up on Biden. Just the same, he needed rest and was clearly over-prepped. Give him a break. I couldn't agree with you more, Linda. Totally over-prepared. They exhausted the man. Stupid. Ben from Richland Center, don't wring hands too much. CNN was horrible. In 2 weeks, there's a holiday called Trump Sentencing Day. Everything is under control except for Trump. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate the perspective. Yeah, Trump, the 34-time convicted felon, is going to get sentenced in July right before the Republican National Convention. What, is this actually happening? I don't know. I'm having one of those moments, Kelvin. It's like, what is actually happening here? Liz from Saukville says, I agree, Maggie. President Biden should not have been on the stage if he was sick. I am disappointed by CNN for not calling out Trump's lies. Ben from Richland Center also saying, and he's reminding us of who Senator Fetterman is from Pennsylvania, because Senator Fetterman got it exactly like, chill the F out, Democrats. It's very Fetterman. Jeff from Shorewood. I really wish Civic Media would stop evangelizing Tommy Thompson. He just came out supporting Trump, and Biden could have been just sitting there singing his ABCs last night, and I'd still vote for him over Trump. I'll get there, Jeff. By the way, I personally have never lauded Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson is to Wisconsin as Reagan is to the United States. Ooh, he's amazing. What are you talking about? That's a whole show for another day. Someone from the 414 saying, 15 minutes in, I couldn't watch. I felt bad for Joe. Oh, that's Dennis in West Dallas. Thanks, Dennis. Kurt from Madison, we're getting to your call in just a second. John Hartman from Hubertus, Trump is a felon. He's a rapist. He's insecure about everything that he is. Biden was elected as a fixer-upper president, but he is still a jalopy that cannot compete. The Biden leg blankers need to abandon him and find someone else. John, I would have to say you're probably not alone in those thoughts. Matt from Richland Center, breathe easy, Maggie. One bad debate in the 24-hour news cycle in June. We'll forget about it as fast as sharks or electrocution. Bing, bang, bong. One of Trump's other favorite sayings. Why is no one suggesting Kamala Harris for president? I'm with you, Andrew. Heck yes. Kamala, hello. Can you imagine her on the stage with Trump? Mincemeat she'd make of the man. I mean, even me. I could clean his clock. Angie from Monroe. I only saw it part. Biden looked tired and some of those answers Trump gave. Oh my goodness. I think Biden was confused on how to answer some of that gibberish. Yes, at one point Biden actually said, what do I even say to that? It's malarkey. He didn't say malarkey. He's like, I don't know how to respond to all these crazy lies. Cindy from Appleton, what did you think?
Well, I watched 5 minutes of the debate last night, the last 5 minutes, and I thought Joe Biden looked like Jeff formed over. And you know darn well the Republicans are going to take snippets
of
that debate, and they're going to use that sleepy Joe, losing his mind Joe, blah, blah, blah. But he really, I'm sorry, he was an embarrassment last night. And I think I am, as much as you are, upset with the Democrat Party. Why in God's name couldn't they have picked somebody like Gavin Newsom? This old, pale, stale male crap has got to go.
I couldn't agree with you more, Cindy. You want to know why we got two crappy choices for presidents? For president? Because the old boys club is still promoting old boys. The best female woman candidate from the conservative side against the best female candidate from the Democratic Party. Now that's a presidential race worthy of our country. Because you know what women are? Super freaking competent. Because we have to be. We don't get the mediocre pass, right? One of the things that I've said, and if you're not a mediocre middle-aged white guy, this doesn't apply to you. But if you are a middle-aged mediocre white guy, this is for you. I am so sick of mediocre middle-aged white guys failing up. And trust me, I know of what I speak. I was a Wall Street lawyer for many, many years. Kurt from Madison, what did you think?
Well, you beat me to the punch on the old white man comment. I couldn't agree with you more. I've been screaming that for the longest time. Second comment I have is I think Mark Twain was a genius. He summed it up, never have an argument with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference. When they announced that there was going to be a debate, my head almost exploded. I thought, why? Right. Why would you have a debate? You could have come up with multitudes of comments of why you weren't going to have a debate. Because he's a nonstop chronic liar. He's a sociopathic, crazy idiot. Yeah. You could have said anything. But to walk out on the stage and literally, you know, roll the dice and think that you're going to get something productive out of someone who's a nut job, this is why Democrats fail.
Kurt nailed it on the head. Thanks for your call. Thanks for listening. What did you think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Phone and text lines are open. I'm Maggie Dawn. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Your farm update is next, and then I'll be back.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
New outreach program is targeting kids in the rural community, trying to get them excited about more education. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. It's called the College for Rural Wisconsin. Jennifer Blazik's their director, and she'll explain what it is next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
The College to You Roadshow comes up next week, July 9th. Jennifer Blazik is the program director for the College for Rural Wisconsin. She said a recent survey they conducted showed just exactly where rural students need a little help.
We did a recent survey of high school students and UW-Madison students who are from rural areas. And one of the top things that came out of that was applications and just support and help through not only applying to college, but that application process and how to understand that. So we're really working on that right now and are building out not only resources that people can access anytime on our website, but also that we can support and provide in person at schools around that college application process.
Jennifer Blazik, she is the program director for the College for Rural Wisconsin. If you'd like to find out more about what's going on with the College to You Roadshow, or a little bit more on the support mechanism they've put in place to try to help rural students discover secondary education and four-year campuses, go to collegefororural.wisc.edu. And UW Extension staff are reminding farmers to slow down and take care of yourself. We understand the stress you're facing with the weather conditions and economic market conditions. They say exercise, one way to try to reduce levels of your body's stress hormones. Mindfulness, practicing paying attention on purpose. Slow, deep breathing can help reduce your blood pressure. Gratitude and practicing gratitude is something that can also help you with stress. And getting a social support network to help you get through your day-to-day. Just some tips from UW Extension. I'm PM Yonke.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite concerns within his own party about his ability to win re-election, President Biden says he's staying in the race and he's campaigning in Wisconsin today. The president also sitting down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos for his first TV interview since the debate that airs tonight. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre clarifying the president's remarks to governors yesterday that he needs more sleep and wants to curb events after 8.
Look, the president works around the clock. It's a 24/7 job, 365 days out of the year, obviously. He also recognizes the importance of striking a balance and taking care of himself, just like we all have to. We are all humans. The president is human as well.
The White House says the president earlier called to congratulate Britain's new prime minister, Keir Starmer, after his Labour Party swept the elections yesterday. Hurricane Beryl downgraded to a tropical storm after moving across the Yucatan Peninsula, but posing a threat now to South Texas later this week. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police say they want people to keep looking for Elijah Vu. They say volunteers are one of the key pieces to their investigation. Elijah hasn't been seen since February after spending a few days with his mother's boyfriend. Investigators say the case is at a standstill. 988 has been the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number for 2 years, but people in Wisconsin who call only get help 77% of the time. Advocates say helpline operators could be better trained.
988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check.
Abigail Spangers runs a local helpline in La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 4th of July typically means a big weekend at the summer box office. This year should not disappoint. Opening this weekend is Disney Pixar's Despicable Me 4, which is expected to be the film that finally knocks off Inside Out 2 from the top spot. The most recent installment is pulling a not-quite-fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the franchise has enough street cred with audiences to put the butts in the seats. Despicable Me 4 stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Another highly anticipated opening is Maxine, a film about a young, aspiring actress in 1980s Hollywood that gets drawn into the world of adult films, all while a serial killer haunts the LA streets. If you want to watch a moving picture from the comfort of your own home, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is now available to stream on Netflix. The film is receiving a fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes and has some of the same old cast members, including Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, and has added a fresh face in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. We will start to clear a little bit by mid to late afternoon today. Our high 73. Tonight 57. Tomorrow partly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. And a high tomorrow near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view? So that we can grow. To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, we'll discuss the latest Republican power grab and the reasons to vote in August against two constitutional referendums.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Brewers Baseball Friday. They're playing the Cubs. First pitch at 7:10. If you live within the listening radius of WRCE, RJN, ISS, or CQM, tune on into your Civic Media affiliate. We'll be hosting the game. Can fritter away a drippy Friday afternoon listening to the crew. Hopefully, beat the crap out of the Cubs. There's one thing that could elevate my mood today, Calvin. It would be a full drubbing of the Cubs. That always, again, puts a little smile on my face.
Well, fingers crossed then. They've been playing well, so hopefully they keep it going.
Indeed. From your lips to Shiva's ears. What did you all think of the debate? I will tell you sort of what my bottom line on all this is, but I want to hear from you all first. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. CJ, is this the best we can do for candidates? Should we, what do you think? Should we have like two women? Should we just scrap them both and go, let's just find two women? We got the RNC and the DNC. We can still fix this, can't we, CJ? Neither one of these. C, none of the above.
Well, if it was Condoleezza Rice, you'd have me there.
I mean, why not, CJ? You know, right? Like Condoleezza Rice and Michelle Obama. I mean, I'd love to see that.
Well, I'd love to see that debate. I'd pay...
Pay money to go.
For that one.
Heck yes.
Well, here's the thing. You know, it took 2 weeks of prep, and that's what you get. Wow. But you want Kamala to step in, and she's doing a great job on the border. But here's the fact.
Well, the border, listen, CJ, can I just, let's just be clear here. All vice presidents basically get handed the bag of poo. That is the job of the vice president. The vice president doesn't set immigration policy. The vice president doesn't control the border. The vice president is a figurehead, and they're often given the most difficult brief, basically to take the bullets for the president. So, next point. Go ahead.
Well, the president signed all these executive orders, but he refused to in Afghanistan. Why? Because he wanted to celebrate 9/11. But here's a fact check for you.
Truth what are you is, even talking?
I'm the only president this century that doesn't have any, this decade, that doesn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world. Fact is, truth, 13 in Afghanistan, 3 in an outpost in Jordan, 2 Navy SEALs in January.
How many died under Trump's watch? Do you know the stats for Trump? I mean, listen, CJ, I'm not going to defend the incorrect things that Joe Biden said yesterday. Do you defend the lies that Donald Trump told? Is he accountable for any of his complete crap either? Thanks. I'll take the silence as acquiescence. I guess you were gonna say something, CJ.
He listened to his military advisors.
No, he didn't.
Go to zero like he wanted to. He, Millie.
I'm sorry, CJ. Are you honestly trying to say it is your sincerely held good faith belief that Donald Trump respects and listened to his military advisors? Is that why Mark Milley and his former chief of staff have said that the man is unfit to hold the Oval Office?
Did you hear Milley testify that they gave Biden and he listened? He
I'm asking you a question about Donald Trump, CJ. I understand you hate Joe Biden. I'm just trying to see if you apply
you
the same
to
standards to Donald Trump that you demand of Joe Biden.
I am. 18 months, he didn't lose anybody in Afghanistan.
For 18 months, his presidency is 4 years, sir. His presidency is 4 freaking years. The man has called those that gave their lives in service of our country losers and asked what was in it for them. Is that acceptable to you, CJ, from an American president?
Biden's never mentioned the
13. Oh, my God. Thanks for calling, CJ, but goodbye. So I'm gonna give you a little taste of part of what my opinion is about this. That complete abrogation of duty that we just heard from CJ, our duty as citizens to call it like we see it from both Democrats and Republicans, to call lies, lies, no matter whose mouth they come out of, is what our duty as citizens is, our shared collective duty. Our republic works better when we don't have one set of rules for our team and a different set of rules for the other team. And my beef, the thing that makes me so boilingly angry, is that remember what all the conservatives said back when Donald Trump, the rapist, fraudster, 34 now convicted times felon. You remember what all the conservatives said back when he was running the first time? Don't worry, he might be a lunatic, but he'll hire really good people. It's all about the team. It'll be fine. I'm sorry, are any of them saying that about Joe Biden? The standards to which They hold Democrats are so sky high, while the crap that will be accepted from the MAGA cult when it comes to their own is an abomination. Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani. Sycophant, know-nothing sycophant after sycophant, know-nothing sycophant. Personal loyalty mattering more than policy? How dare you? The only thing that Biden could have done yesterday was hurt himself, right? Because the bar for Trump is so low. There is no expectation. He can say and do whatever he wants. He can say the most rude, offensive, untrue things, and CJ won't call him out. It's shameful. Justin from Madison, what do you have to say?
I just want to, you know, keep it pretty positive. Spoiler alert, I'm going to vote for whoever has the D on their name come election time. But I will like to say, I just want to let everybody know that I contacted Mark Pocan's office today. I contacted Tammy Baldwin's office today. I don't think Joe Biden is the candidate that's going to win the election. If he stays the candidate, it would be nice to have a new candidate. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't agree with me on that, but I'm just going to back that up with going back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. I'm 49 years old, and of course I voted for
Janet.
Judge Janet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there were a ton of people who aren't 49 years old who voted for Janet Protasiewicz. And the people who got Janet elected were 20-somethings. And I'm just really worried because I don't think the 20-somethings are going to bring the vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And without that, we're not going to win the election.
Yeah, I'm worried about that, too. The one comment I'll make on that is shame on people like Ryan Clancy, who are basically saying to young people, it's okay not to vote for Joe Biden. And that's simply offensively wrong, because the basis for that is the Gaza situation. And it's offensively wrong because of this. If you stand for the project of peace and human dignity, then you put your big kids' pants on and realize that the authoritarian Oompa Loompa who wants to light the UN on fire thinks Putin's great and Kim Jong-un needs to be lionized here in the United States. If he were to win, your no vote is a far, far larger moral wrong than whatever moral wrong you would think a vote for Joe Biden might be. Dick from Madison, what did you think?
Your no vote would be a vote for a miserable future. You remember when the media used to do their job? Like Tim Russert, I thought of him last night. If he would have been doing questioning, and there's blood in the water with Trump I'm talking about now, how about this for an opening question? I'll just run it by you and I'll take your answer off the air. I'd read like he used to.
Yep.
Exactly what he said about Hillary Clinton in 2016, that she's possibly going to be a convicted felon. We can't have that. It would be a constitutional crisis. That said, sir, should you, as a convicted felon, 34 times step down?
Yeah. I don't. What is this obsession with American media? Like, not call bull bull. Now, I'll just say this from my perspective. I know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff. I know a little bit about even more stuff. And I've thought long and hard about, you know, gee whiz, how am I going to cover the RNC? Am I going to put one of them on the air with me? And here's the reality. It is next to impossible without a team of people to do real-time fact-checking. Like, I can't cram everything that they could possibly lie about into my head, or every quote and cram it into my head, or have cue cards for all of that, because they lie about everything all the time, and the lies just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But with that said, guess who can fact check like that in real time? CNN with 200 staffers. Like my dream job, Calvin, has always been not just to do what I'm doing today, which is in fact my dream job. But the easier version of this would be doing like play-by-play for Major League Baseball, right? Because you got a team of researchers and they just feed you the cool factoids and you just call a little baseball. My point being is, like, if Major League Baseball can give real-time stats analysis of the most wonky of wonky stats, we can get 200 CNN researchers in a room and do real-time fact-checking for the most important race for Western democracies, the presidency of the United States of America. Joe from Madison, what did you think?
Hey, Maggie, first off, thank you so much for participating last night in the talk before the debate. You were just stunning, and I could follow you around all day and listen to you. I learned so much. Anyway, I wanted to respond to Dave. He really always has some interesting thoughts here, and he was talking about the fact of possible gait changes in the way that Joe Biden walks. And mm-hmm. I think we need to be careful when we do this. It reminds me, not unlike when Hillary fainted when she was running for president. It was the summertime and she fainted and everybody was, oh my God, she's got Parkinson's. Oh my God, she's got a brain tumor. She's only going to live 6 months. It was a really hot day. She was wearing a bulletproof vest and she fainted. And she was also apparently in the first part of a round of pneumonia, which is enough to make a person lose consciousness that way she did. So, and anyway, I was going to just throw into the mix here in terms of, you can talk all you want about the other sides of Joe Biden's performance, but in terms of his feet, I just wanted to offer this, which is he broke his foot, okay, his right midfoot, which could contribute to a gait abnormality, according to his doctor who wrote this up. And you can look this up at WhiteHouse.gov. So he went over, you know, because sometimes that is a problem with people, their gait is a problem. He's also got osteoarthritis in his spine. Well, so do I. It's really, really common. And the doctor came up and said, look, we did a neurological test looking for stroke or MS or Parkinson's. None of that was there. Instead, it looks like it is a problem of, this break that he had in his foot.
Yep. The reality is he just gave them all the talking points and all the sound and all the clips they need. The gate is now secondary. Y'all stay on the lines. We'll keep talking about it here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. We got Calvin B. in the booth. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a real short break. We'll be right back.
You just lost one. You lost you one. You just lost one. It's so you done. Just lost one. You just lost one. You just lost one. What's up?
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're talking presidential debate today. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the text lines, and then we'll go to the phones. We've got lots of sound, too. We got Charles Franklin coming up. This may be all I get to today besides talking to Professor Franklin, which is fine. I want to give everybody a shot at it. From the text lines, again, John Hartman from Hubertus. I was talking about, like, let's put a couple of female candidates out there. Let's just force both parties to do that. And he said AOC would be incredibly compelling, except she's a little kooky on a couple of topics. Agreed, John. From the 262, Democrats erroneously presume that interactions will be done with respect when it comes to Republicans, and that is wrong. Yep. Two different standards. This is a really uplifting text from Steady Eddie in the 608. Don't worry, Maggie. Last night was Joe Biden's version of a rope-a-dope. Wait for the rematch in September for the heavyweight championship. That rematch is going to be September 10th, hosted by ABC. Thank you, Calvin. Steady Eddie continues. There were women in the Democratic primaries in 2020. Voters did not choose them. Yeah, that's the problem. Again, if you think the standard that conservatives and independents hold Democrats to be a female Democrat and watch the standard get even higher. Eddie continues, I voted for Hillary Clinton when she ran for president. A majority of Americans voted for her, but it was still not enough. Yup. Eddie says, hang in there, Maggie. Maybe think about running for office yourself. Thanks, Eddie. He says, P.S. Buck stops with Joe Biden, not his handlers. Fair point, sir. Fred from, going down the list here. Want to get all the texters in. From the 608, when do we get to vote for someone we actually want instead of voting against someone we don't want? I hope soon. I mean, for crying out loud. But sometimes in our adult lives, we have what I call harm reduction choices. It's not a positive. It's not a, maybe it's, you don't even think there's any value at. It's just the avoidance of harm. And we make a decision because the downside risk of the other option or options is just too gruesome to bear. That's what we've got here. Another texter from the 608. Simple Google search for CJ. 45 combat deaths in Afghanistan alone while Donald Trump was in office. Thank you to the texter. Also from the 608. It saddens me that optics matter more than substance in the world of politics, or that optics trump substance in the world of politics. Pun intended, I guess. Trump can lie nonstop and not be held accountable. Yeah, that is my total. That is my exact point. By the way, 65 total military deaths while Trump was president. Fred from Cottage Grove, you've been very patient. Thank you, sir. What do you have to say? Hey, Fred, are you there from Cottage Grove? You're on the air. We'll go back to Fred. Ken from Madison, you're on the air. What do you have to say?
Hello. I want to see Democrats reframe this. A lot of Republicans voted for Trump the first time around, saying that they were really voting for Pence, and that's how they justified their voting for such a horrible person. Well, Kamala Harris is very capable and very strong, and I think Democrats should be putting her out in front more and then having Biden say, hey, look, if I get to a point where I can't be president, I've got a solid VP to take over. What has Trump got?
Yeah, Ken, you get an A+, friend. First of all, you made me feel better, so I really appreciate that. Second of all, again, this is another one of those things where, like, oh, conservatives get to make this argument, like, but Democrats don't, or they aren't. Kamala Harris is a hell of a lawyer, hell of an elected official. She was an absolute destroyer of souls on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Yeah, I'd put her out there. Of course, you've got the racism problem then. But yes.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.